when the confrontation with Iraq was still in the stage of diplomacy, France was in the forefront of the country saying no to war. That strong opposition came from both French leaders and from French public opinion. According to the polls, opposition is still strong in France, and that is beginning to be a problem for President Jacques Chirac. Joining us now is Edith Caron. She's a reporter for the Sunday Times of London, and she joins us from Paris. Good of you to speak with us tonight.
Good evening.
A poll came out in France Monday showing that French attitudes towards the war. Can you tell us what it indicated?
Well, it's an interesting poll, not in the sense that it confirms the fact that French public opinion still strongly disapproves of the war. 78% of French people still disapprove of the war. But also in terms of the concern it reveals in terms of the French public opinion, i.e., the consequences of this war in terms of the global international order, international institutions. People are very concerned about the fate of the UN, for example, humanitarian consequences of this war, and consequences on terrorism at large. Interestingly, perhaps from your point of view, for where you are there, is the fact that a very narrow majority of French public opinion side with the U.S. in British coalition, and a quarter of French public opinion is on the side of Iraq.
And one-third of those say they want the United States to be defeated.
Right. Well, the way I read it is that they side with Iraq, basically. And a third, what the polls say concretely is that a third has no opinion. And 25%, but just that is very important, are in favor of a victory of Iraq.
How has President Chirac responded to this?
Chirac hasn't said anything for the moment. But his prime minister, the French foreign minister, and other leaders of the government majority have been coming out and have expressed concern for several reasons. I mean, it's true that this poll basically reflects the fact that there is a hardcore anti-Americanism which has existed in this country politically for a long time, particularly on the side of the left. But more importantly, the way the war has been perceived, the very fact that people had been opposed before the war was launched, but the way the war has been going on, the way the war has been perceived, the images we get here as well of this war don't make people change their mind. Basically, the other way around, it basically reinforces people's opinion. So the government is concerned that there is a kind of a confusion, and the prime minister came out yesterday saying, you know, well, let's not get all this mixed up. We have to say clearly where we stand. You know, we side with democracy. We don't want the Americans' defeat. And there's also concern because in anti-war demonstrations, because there are large communities, Jewish communities and Arab communities in France, there have been very, very embarrassing anti-Semitic slogans and pro-Saddam slogans as well waved in these demonstrations, which for the government is certainly an embarrassment.
And of course, the French government, while it opposed the beginning of the war, certainly wants a part to play in its aftermath.
Absolutely, for several reasons. I think, as many people in Europe, not only in Western Europe, in Eastern Europe as well, you know, people are certainly concerned about basically the international order. Who says what? Who decides what? I mean, is it really only the law of the strongest which is going to prevail in the decades to come? And people are certainly very concerned, and the French government certainly wants to make sure that there is a role for the UN in years to come. That's the first thing. And certainly, the French see, and the French public opinion backs the government in this, in the sense that they're ready, 66% of French people are ready to participate in the reconstruction of Iraq, and are ready to be involved, would be supporting the government if the French government would send troops for peace, for in the aftermath of the conflict, basically.
Well, thanks very much for being with us.
It's pleasure.
Edith Caron is a reporter for the Sunday Times of London, and she spoke to us on the phone from Paris. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.